When the lunch siren sounds at this construction site in downtown Madison, carpenters, crane operators, and iron workers head for the lunch trailer, and they're a pretty tight-lipped group.
Any guys at this table would like to share your thoughts on the election?
No, thank you.
Okay. No?
It's a tough crowd.
It was a tough crowd until 68-year-old iron worker Roy Dillabaugh decided to speak up.
Campaign finance reform should be up in there somewhere, and you don't even hear about that.
Dillabaugh says he's angry that the Supreme Court has postponed until after the election a decision on whether or not Republican candidate Mark Green has to return campaign funds he raised for his congressional race. He says he's not any happier with the Doyle campaign.
And I haven't seen anything go on in Doyle's campaign. All it ever is money. Money, money, money.
Dillabaugh has voted in every election since he was 21 and always voted Democratic, but he's breaking that tradition this year.
I've been looking at the Green Party, and I'm going to vote Green Party for the first time in my life. I'm just going to go with a guy that's flat broke. This, what's his name? Eisen or something like that?
Eisman.
A carpenter who identified himself as Jack is equally disgusted with the two major party candidates.
I would never vote for a Republican. If it's close, you almost have to vote for the Democrat. But I'd prefer to vote for the Green Party candidate. With a two-party system like it is, you usually a choice between bad and worse.
Both men also plan to vote no on both the marriage amendment and the death penalty referendum. Dillabaugh says he's convinced that executing murderers would be more expensive than keeping them in prison for life.
Give them life. Furthermore, if you kill them, they're gone. It's too quick. Well, leave them in there, leave them suffer.
What do we want?
Contract!
What do we want?
Now!
What do we want?
Contract!
What do we want?
Now!
What do we want?
Contract!
What do we want?
Now!
What do we want?
Contract!
Among the union workers walking the picket line at the gates of the Sun Prairie Goodyear plant, there was a mix of opinions on the state's two ballot measures. On the marriage amendment, it included opponents like Terry Fritter, who ranked it second in importance to campaign finance reform.
I think making sure that we're not driving people out of state because of their gender or their sexuality, their sexual choices, is a huge thing to the working people. Because any job that leaves the state hurts every other worker in this state.
Fritter also opposes the death penalty, saying he's embarrassed as a Wisconsin citizen that it actually got on the ballot. But Goodyear worker Ron Christofferson supports the marriage amendment, and he also supports the death penalty, as long as there's solid proof of guilt, and he wants a cap on death penalty appeals.
You've got 3 years from the time your death sentence is handed down to come up with some sort of evidence to prove you didn't do it. After that, sorry, sayonara.
When it comes to the governor's race, Christofferson says he believes both candidates are corrupt, but says he'll vote for Jim Doyle as the lesser of two evils because he's always backed workers' issues. But Richard Amarillo, a state worker walking the picket line in solidarity with the Goodyear workers, says he'll be voting independent.
I'm a state worker, and I can't vote for somebody who's going to lay off 10,000 state workers. You know, I may be one of them. That would be idiotic for me to vote for somebody who's going to take my job away from me.
Several other workers on the picket line said they'd be voting a straight Democratic ticket, but almost all said their loyalty to the party that has always championed labor is waning because of the increasing influence of money in political campaigns. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Union busted!
Burn the